first prayer request is for Sandra Alsip. I hope I said that right. Mm-hmm. Who was having neck surgery today. And then let's pray for travel mercies for Joe and Neva Pyatt, who are going to be going to Oklahoma City today for an appointment. And then if we can continue to pray for my friend Max, who will be taking more tests this Friday for his CDL license.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay. Father God, we just give you praise today. Lord, we just like we've been talking, Lord, you have the answers to all of our needs. Lord, and there's not anything that you're not concerned about. So, Father, we lift up Sandra today. Lord, we know that she is facing neck surgery, Lord. And sometimes when we face surgery, Lord, the enemy tries to put fear on us. Father, so in the name of Jesus, we bind every fear. We bind every anxiety, Lord, and we put our trust in you. And we focus on you, Father, because you are our healer. You are the great physician, Lord, and we ask you, God, that you would go into this surgery, Lord, that you would guide the hands of the doctors, Lord, and that you would give a successful surgery, Lord, and we ask you, God, that the recovery time would be speed it up, Lord, God, that there would be no complications, Father, and that you would get all of the glory, Lord, from this surgery, Lord, and because you are the great physician, Lord, and we know, Lord, that you can give those doctors wisdom. Lord, if they run into something during the surgery, Lord, you can give them the answer of what to do. Lord, you are made unto us all wisdom and understanding. Lord, and you have the answer to every need we face. Father, and we just bind fear in Jesus' name. And we just ask you to fill her heart and her mind with peace and with faith toward you, Father. And let her know that your love will sustain her, Lord, and that you love her with an everlasting love, and that you are faithful to your word, Lord. And we are standing on your word today, Lord, for healing in this surgery, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, and we pray, Father, for Neva and for Joe as they go to the city, Lord, for this appointment. Father, we ask you to give them a good verdict, Lord, and we ask you for traveling mercies, Father, that, Lord, that you would encamp around about their car, and Father, that no harm will come to them, Lord. We ask you for your protection, that the angels would just keep them, Lord, in going and coming and everything that they do today. Father, that your peace that passes understanding would just surround them, Lord. God, that they would get a good report, Father, from this appointment, Father, that they're having. Lord, we thank you for it, Lord. And we continue to pray for Max, Lord, that he's facing some more tests, Lord, so that he can get his CDL license, Lord. Father, we know that you're concerned about everything in our lives, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that you go before us, Lord, and that you would just help him, Lord, as he takes these tests. Father, that there would be no anxiety, Lord, and that the answers would just come to him, Lord. And Father, we ask you, Father, that you would even go before him, Lord God, and provide a place for him to work with this CDL license, Lord, in Jesus' name. That you would open the doors, Lord God, and meet every need, Father, because, Lord, you honor us, Lord, when your word tells us, Lord, to work for the needs of our family, Lord, and you're interested in honoring us, Lord, as we try to secure employment for the needs in our lives, Lord. And so, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you're going to go before him and open every door, that you're going to just bless him in every way, Lord, and provide for his needs, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I have a couple announcements that I need to make real quick. The first one is Evangelist Hansie Stein, I hope I said that right, from South Africa, will be at Gateway Church located at 4227 West 3rd Street here in Elk City. They will be there May 1st through the 4th, and it will start at 7 p.m.
Yes, and I was there last night.
You was there last night?
It was good.
It was good?
Mm-hmm. So,
y'all go check it out. And then Saturday night, live gospel jamboree. Saturday night, May 14th from 5 to 7. Or until the music stops, y'all. Raiden, First Baptist Church, Falls Creek Fundraiser. All churches and communities are invited to participate. Please bring your musical talents and use them for a good cause. This will be a donation-only fundraiser. You can perform two songs per person or group. Must have songs and sign up by May 12th at 5 p.m. Contact Tanya Thompson to sign up at 580-497-6979. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. I got some more to read. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. And then the Refuge Church, located at 18410 Highway 152 in Sayre. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey is awesome. I have visited that church. If you don't have a home church, I encourage you to go check it out. Or you can also check out Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. I've been there too, and it's awesome. Apostle Casey Elliott is an amazing man of God. Don't go away, y'all. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
At Bordice and Ford, we think it's better to give than receive. And we're giving thanks to every one of our customers for allowing us to be your Ford dealer for the past 27 years. As the weather is changing, we encourage you to visit our service department if your brakes are squeaking, your heater is struggling, or your vehicle isn't running at top performance. And shop our new and pre-owned inventory with vehicles arriving daily. Experience the Barber Dyson difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BarberDysonFord.net.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. Our guest for this morning is Miss Mary Fullerton. Her title for today is Casting Your Cares. Back to you, Miss Mary.
Okay. This little thing that I am using this morning for my comments, for some of my comments, this man has a ministry, and he prays for a lot of people. And he said, some people have faith in my faith, and they don't have faith in God. They want me to pray the prayer of faith for them. They come up to me with prayer requests. And he said, the Bible does teach us to pray for one another, and the Bible does teach intercession. And he said, one day there was a woman that came up to him and said, could you pray for me? And he said, what for? And she looked surprised and said, do I have to tell you? And he said, well, I'm not going to pray unless you do tell me, because I wouldn't know what we're praying about otherwise. I can't believe for something I don't know about, and I can't agree on something unless I know what I'm agreeing on. What is your request? She began to cry and said, the burdens of life, the cares, the worries of life are just so heavy, I can't bear them. I wanted you to pray that the Lord would do one of two things. And I thought, when I read this, I thought, that's just, that. In one way, it's kind of comical, but that's just the way it is, you know. She said, I want you to pray that the Lord would do one of two things, that he'd either take about half of them away, because I can carry half of them. I just can't carry all of them, or else he would give me grace to carry them. My heart went out to her, he said. I did my best to help her, and I said, sister, I can't pray either way. That would be unscriptural. You see, the prayer of faith will not work in that case. In fact, there is only one kind of prayer that will work in this case, the prayer of commitment. Isn't it wonderful, sister, that you and I already have the answer? She looked startled. I said, we have inside information on the subject. What I meant was, we have inside the Bible information. And he said, you see, the Word of God tells us exactly what to do with our worries, our concerns, and our anxieties. I quoted to her from the King James Version in 1 Peter 5 and 7. The Holy Spirit said through the Apostle Peter, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And the Amplified Bible says, casting the whole of your care, all of your anxieties, all of your worries, all of your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares for you watchfully. I told her, you don't have to do it every day. You do it once and for all. From then on, you're carefree. She looked up at me and said, you're hard-hearted. You're just hard-hearted. I put all the kindness in my voice I could, and I said, dear sister, I'm not hard-hearted. I didn't write the Bible. I wasn't the one who said that. That's God's word, and God loves you. Yeah, she replied, but you don't know what I've got to worry about. I said, dear sister, I'm sure I don't know what you've got to worry about, but God knows. He knows everything. And it's God's word that says, casting the whole of your care, all of your anxieties, all of your worries, all of your concerns, once and for all on him. She said, I just can't do it. I said, yes, you can. God is just and kind and good, and he didn't ask you to do something you can't do. It seemed to me that anybody would be glad to find that verse in the Bible and would be thrilled to act upon it. But she turned and walked away and said, I couldn't give up worrying. And so the only sin that I had a great problem with to get rid of was the sin of worry. And, you know, I used to think worry is a sin, you know. I mean, that was kind of new to my way of thinking. But the reason that it is, I've got to thinking about it, the reason is if we worry, then we're not trusting. And we're kind of saying, Lord, I'm not so sure that you can do what you say you'll do, you know. And so that's the sin of unbelief. That's the sin of unbelief. And Jesus said one time, they said, why couldn't we do that? And he said, because of your unbelief. You know, and that's one thing the devil tempts us a lot with. You know, he makes us worry and have and take on our cares, and we don't really have the faith. We don't have enough faith that God will do that for us, because the devil reminds us of all the times we failed, of all the times we've done things that should disqualify us, you know. And when we start believing what the devil says and agreeing with him, we're in trouble. And it takes away the faith out of our heart. But you know, God wants us to trust him with our whole heart, that he is God and that he's big enough to do anything, even if it seems humongous to us. We need to be just like that little kid at Christmas. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait. I just know that what I wanted the most is in that package, you know. And you never have seen kids that waited on Christmas. They got in there and they didn't say, let me be last. No, they want to be first. They want all they can get, you know. We need to be that way towards God, because he's a big God. And he's got a whole book of promises in there. And he's never failed on one of them. And his power is so mighty. He can move those mountains. It's just a simple little thing. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And don't doubt in your heart. And you can have, listen to this, you can have whatsoever you say. We show our faith by speaking it out. And even further, if we don't at first, when we start to believe God for something, if we do feel like we maybe don't have enough faith, we can get us a scripture and we can stand on it and we can confess it and we can say, Lord, your word says, and your word says that your word does not return void. And your word says that if I say something and I don't doubt in my heart,